Kansas City Mayor Sly James said today that search crews have found a body in the rubble of a restaurant that was leveled by a gas main explosion last night. City officials are not saying yet whether it's a missing restaurant employee. We're also learning more about what happened before that explosion. The gas smell in the area was apparently so strong that JJ's restaurant was canceling dinner reservations just an hour before the explosion. People in a nearby building blew out candles as a precaution. But firefighters who'd gone to the scene to check left after being told by utility crews that they had the situation under control. Dan Verbeek is a reporter for NPR member station KCUR in Kansas City. Dan, what is the fire chief saying about his crews leaving the scene?
Robin, he's saying that the timeline to exactly what happened is all very unclear at this point, and he repeatedly said that the investigation is underway. We don't know certain things. And Mayor James said there are 50,000 stories being told, and they're going to have to sort out a whole lot of them to try to figure out what is fact and what is only surmise at this point as to what led up to this gas leak and the following explosion and then the fire.
Well, the mayor also said evacuations aren't always best practice. You know, it can panic people. And here is what he said about firefighters deferring to the utility crews.
When a 911 call is made to the fire department goes. If when they get there, they find out that the incident that is being investigated is a utility issue, and the utility that deals with that issue is on the scene, then they rightfully turn to that utility and ask what's going on. The utility will answer what the situation is. The fire department, not being a gas and electric company or an electric company, or a water company, has to listen to what that utility says.
Well, so there are questions being answered about protocol. We also know that there was a construction going on in the area, and the utility crews came after calls about the smells of gas. But can you confirm reports we're reading, Dan, that we're wondering how is it this huge explosion, more people weren't injured, that right before the explosion, some official came into the restaurant and told them to leave?
We understand somebody from the fire department came in and said it's time to leave. But again, that's a little unclear. It may have been somebody from the gas company. What the fire chief said and what the mayor is saying is somewhat of a departure from 50 years or more of protocol in this department, which is the fire department may not be a utility company, but they are an emergency company, and it's always been understood that when there's a fire call, it is not a police department scene. It belongs to the fire department. The fire chief is in charge, and it's the fire chief's job to figure out what to do.
Yeah. It's just incredible because we're hearing reports of employees running out of the building when the roof blew off because of this notice, and we've heard it was, we've heard different reports that it was a fire person, even though we heard the fire people had left, that it might have been a gas company, a utility person. They will apparently get to the bottom of this in Kansas City. What are people there saying?
Well, people are dismayed somewhat, and this happens in silk stocking Kansas City. The Country Club Plaza has always been billed as the first shopping center to open in America, 1920s era. If you want to shop and you want to spend money, Country Club Plaza is the place to be. This is just on the edge of it, and there's the clientele around there. It's a pricey place, and when anything happens on the plaza, it becomes immediate news.
Well, you'd think this would be an important event, anywhere it took place in the area, but I imagine that people are taking a long, hard look at who's in charge when reports of gas fumes come in. That's Dan Verbeek with NPR member station KCUR there in Kansas City, Missouri. Dan, thanks so much.